I think in this evening's kata we felt some urgency. Wasn't it heart-touching when we heard, we must go. No matter what is the obstacle, we have to go. We cannot neglect this calling. I want to congratulate you. This was your third full day of the Govardhan retreat. It has come to an end, and we are embarking tomorrow on something which is really a first-timer during, I think, our more than 10 years of retreats. We wish to supply an opportunity or give you a forum for you to go a little bit in your own way, to move a little bit forward in your own capacity and in your own, according to your own calling. Please utilize this day nicely. I think Bhujan Prabhu, Jagatarini Mataji and myself were very curious afterwards to hear. So please use this as a time to experiment is maybe a word which we don't like in our movement, but to be on your own. I have been talking all throughout the retreat with various devotees about their experience, and what I really see is from the talks and from giving talks myself and watching my audience, now I can really feel that something is going on. I would like to keep it so neutral as to say something is going on and not make an attempt to define it very precisely, because it is individual different for every one of you. But something is going on, some divine influence, divine force, which for sure comes from our host, Giri Govardhan, is moving us and moving our hearts. And it was interesting today when we talked with various devotees. They said, I see so clear in my life. There have been, and the priority of my spiritual interest over all other interest and all other concerns is so pronounced, it's so clear. And with it comes an actual hope that it's possible for me to be close to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. This, by the way, is something which will increase over the coming days. This sense of a very clear priority in our life, the priority which our Krishna conscious efforts, our sadhana, our spiritual, our consciousness takes, our Krishna consciousness takes, that will become more and more clear and pronounced. And it's a unique gift of Giriraj, this Paramananda, this highest happiness with Krishna, no? That he gives this always. So I request you to think a little bit about opening your hearts now more. Now where you have settled into the retreat and you know more or less how it's going, it's very good to watch or to see how can we open our hearts more for this divine influence. We know we don't have to be afraid. Something very good is coming. Let us now become, let us say, better receivers With this, I would like to again tell our appreciation. I'm always musing or wondering with Bhui Jam Prabhu. This time, actually, before the retreat, we talked how blessed we are as presenters to have always such a sincere and serious group who comes out here not minding the fork and the cold and the, let me say, Indian-style accommodation, to use a very polite term. They don't mind all this because they are, all of you are on a search for something which lies beyond the comfort zone. That is Lord Krishna and surrender to Krishna, more surrender to Krishna at least. So I wish you a wonderful day tomorrow, and after tomorrow we resume the normal retreat schedule. I think Prashanta has alerted all of us. She's here. She will tell us briefly what exactly we have, so that we are very clear about this. I will request now Bhui Jam Prabhu to test your spiritual vibrancy by seeing how...
devised a very special test. Okay, everyone stand up. You ready? Okay, we're going to do that again. But this time, as you put your hands high in the air and call out for mercy from Radhe Shyam, close your eyes also. Ready? Don't fall over, please.
Jai!
I think they're doing very well.
Thank you so much. How much enthusiasm comes from an old man? It is very good.
Who is an old man?